Hey, we're in the third parak. We're in Halacha Hey. In this Mishnah, it's interesting. He brings down here, the disciples on the bottom brings down two different approaches side by side: the Perush of the Rambam and the Perush of the Rash. Neither of which appear, of course, in your Gemaras, because in your Gemaras you don't have the Rambam and Rash on the page. We're gonna what? Yeah. The Rambam Rashi Rishonim who wrote on the Mishnayos, so therefore they're not printed around the Gemara. Although the Rashi very often does say Pshat in the Yerushalmi. So we're going to learn the Perush of the Rambam in the Mishnah, which is easier to go through. You had a field which was planted full of onions. And you want to plant in it pumpkins. Rabbi Shmuel says you uproot two rows where each row is 4 amos across, 4 amos wide. You uproot two rows of onions, v'notea, and within that space, which is 8 amos, which was empty, v'notea shurachas, you plant one row of pumpkins, u'meniach kamatz betzolim, and then next to that why don't you take a look at these pictures? Do you have the sheets? Some of you might have them. We'll make it easier to look at the pictures. Find the right picture here. It's not this big here. Yeah. Page Ches. Do you have a picture sheet Ches? Do you have a picture sheet Ches? Here's a picture sheet Ches. Ches we'll get to later on. Okay, so on picture sheet Ches, you see that. Let me find my pictures back here. Picture number Yud Gimel, Nun Gimel, on top, the first picture on top. What he does, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is he plants, in order to plant the pumpkin, you leave 2 amos, I'm starting from the right side of the picture, you leave 2 amos, indicated by the dotted line, which there should be an onion field, onion patch next to that, but it doesn't appear in the picture. So you have the 2 amos open. Then you have 4 amos, which is one row of pumpkin. Then you have another 2 amos open. Then you have 8 amos of onion in the middle, right? Then you have 2 amos open. Then you have another 4 amos of pumpkin. And then the 2 amos of the dotted line, which separates between that pumpkin and the onion next to it. So essentially, you always have the 2 amos between the pumpkin and the onion. You must have at least 8 amos of onion together. Why is that? Because otherwise it looks like the onion is mingling together with the pumpkin. That's what gives the onion sufficient significance to plant it between 2 rows of pumpkin. The pumpkin itself must be at least 4 amos wide, plus the 2 amos of separation. So therefore, by arithmetic, the expanse between the end of one pumpkin row and the other pumpkin row is 2 amos of empty space on one side, 2 amos of empty space on another side, 8 amos in the middle, altogether 12 amos. Okay, Yud Beis Amos, it says on the bottom. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Now, the other opinion is Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Rabbi Akiva says, Oker Shtei Shuos, you uproot 2 rows, Noter Shtei Shuos, and you plant 2 rows of pumpkins, Mineach Kamas Betzolim, and then you leave the standing onion b'malkam shtei shuros in place of 2 rows v'okir shtei shuros, and then you uproot the next 2 rows next to that v'noteir shtei shuros and plant 2 rows of pumpkins. Which you take a look at picture nun dalet indicates to you this, although it's not drawn to scale, there is no room at all whatsoever between the two patches between the pumpkin patch and the onion patch, and between the onion patch and the pumpkin patch next to it. Only, actually, there is some room, one furrow, but that's it. Yeah, that's what the empty space is between the boxes, one furrow. Now, according to this opinion, what's the sum total of difference between either patch of pumpkin? How much onion is there in the middle? 8. How much was that? What was the difference in between the two patches of pumpkin in picture Nun Gimel? In Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? 12. 8 plus 2 plus 2 is 12. And here it's 8 because there's no additional separation except for a furrow.
It's a
mashu, right. Miluo, right, a mashu. Something. A little bit, yeah. Okay, now, finishing up the mission now.
In this case, it doesn't look like the onion is surrounded by the...
No, because there's 8 amos of onion. He holds the fact that there's 8 amos wide of onion is sufficient in and of itself. Okay? In between each strip of pumpkin, there isn't 12 amos, so you shouldn't put any onions or anything else in between. And Mar's going to ask, it seems to be the same thing as Tanakama, that you need to have strips of 12. You need to have, like Rabbi Shmuel, you need to have 12 in the middle. Okay, in the meantime, Mar brings out a very interesting opinion. Kahana Omar, Kahana says, can we see the Gemara? Kana says that Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Avraham Rabbi Shmuel said it's 12 amos. It's not necessarily always 12 amos. But I mean, Shesha says sometimes the distance between the two strips of pumpkin is going to be 16. Pami Shneim says sometimes 12. Pami Shmona sometimes 8. What does it depend on? It all depends on how you place the leaves. Because the leaves of the pumpkin are very, very broad. So therefore, b'shoshu no sein kol avodim ifnim, if all the leaves face inwards on either side of the, in other words, taking back a look at picture Nun Gimel again, if all the leaves face inwards, so then you need to have 4 amos between the mukshe and the bottle. You need to have 4 amos between the pumpkins and the onions. Why? Because you need to have more of a shear in order to provide space for the foliage. Okay? So that's what he's saying. B'shoshunasu, when all the foliage inclines in towards the onions, then we've seen Sheshesei need to give it 2 additional amos on each side, which makes 12.
Because the foliage implies Marasayan.
Right. Right.
Just from the fold.
Right, and now that's we're going to follow this line of thought according to Rav Kahana. If part of the foliage inclines inside, part of it outside, then it's shtei misrei. Because then the foliage doesn't protrude in so much, then all you need is 2 amos of separation. If all the foliage is inclined somehow towards the outside, in other words, none of it is facing towards the inner onion patch, so then all you need is shmona. They don't even need the 2 amos. Then you can just plant mamish right up close, like Rabbi Akiva Shita, to the onion itself, right? So according to this opinion, Rav Kahana's opinion, it's a variable. Sometimes it's 16, sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 8. Says Gemara, Shmuel argues. Shmuel says the Yoylam Shtei Misrei. Shmuel says that Rabbi Shmuel Shita is not relative; it's absolute. It's always 12. It doesn't change no matter how the foliage inclines. Says Gemara Vitani came, we have a Brisa which says like Shmuel, Kot save al divrei shneihem. The Brisa says that you have to Kot save means it's set. There's a set amount, and that pertains to both of them, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The set amount according to Rabbi Kiva is 8 amos. The set amount according to Rabbi Shmuel is 12 amos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shtei Misrei. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shmona. These are the set amounts. Says the Lord further, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shtei Misrei. Wait a minute. Tanakama said that it's 12. And that's Rabbi Shmuel. And the last opinion of the Mishnah, Chachomim also say it's 12. Right? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shtei Misrei, Rabbanan Amar Shtei Misrei. Ma Beinayim, what's the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. Smicha. Where they need those 2 amos. Al Daitid Rabbi Shmuel, also be smoking Rabbi Shmuel. You can't plant those two amos between the gourds and the pumpkins. You got to leave that fallow between the pumpkins and the onions. You got to leave that fallow. Rabbanan amri mutar lismoch. Rabbanan say no. You need to have 12 amos in the middle in order to separate the pumpkin patches in order that they don't look connected. But once you have those 12 amos in the middle, you can even plant the onions throughout the 12 amos, not just at a distance of 8 to amos, and make them a strip only 8 amos wide. Rather, you can plant throughout the middle area and make the strip which holds the onions 12 amos wide. Okay? So now the distinction in opinion between Tanakama, who's Rabbi Shmuel, and this Chachomim, is whether you need to have besides the... We need to have besides the 8 amos which are planted, also 2 amos of vacated space, or I can even plant those 2 amos of vacated space right up against the pumpkin which is surrounding.
That's regardless of the foliage, if it's turning in or out.
Yeah, they don't take account of the... This, like Shmuel, it's not taking account of the foliage. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. That should look separate. The question is, what causes the onion which is surrounded, as you see in picture in the Gimel and Dalet, what causes the onion which is surrounded by pumpkins to look distinct from the pumpkins? Is it just the fact that you have a significant onion patch which sets it off, or is it also the fact that it has a separation of 2 amos between it and the... But what do you think Rabbi Akiva holds?
The reason behind.
Yeah.
Not Rabbi Akiva.
No, but take a guess. We had yesterday that you can plant 2 seeds of the same type in a hole. 2 seeds of a different type in a hole. Even up to 8 seeds. No, everybody agrees. If you make the foliage incline in different directions. So what, Rabbi Akiva is no longer such a big chiddush. Everything has to do with perception. You're making the mistake of thinking about reality. Do you understand? You have to think about perception.
Then how do you say Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel, they argue about what perception, that's right. So our argument is psychology, how people perceive things. It's not argument in reality as to what grows together. Right. It's virtuous reality. It's Torah. Okay? Says the Mishnah first.
It is reality. For example, in that book about Rev. Mendel Weinberg,
Mendel Weinberg from HTC years ago.
Mendel Kaplan. Yeah.
So in there he says, if you're of a machlokis, like he quotes to Tanarim, whatever. One would say A and one would say B. Let's say it's about, A says it's about how the tree should grow and B says how the tree should grow. So if A is right, that's how trees will grow.
Right, so.
So, the way Rabbi Akiva
but
is,
that's,
is Metzias.
Remendel's part is very nice. He was mechaving to me. I wrote the same thing as the name Rav Tzodek a certain place in an article once. But notwithstanding that, that's not true about Kilayim. Because Kilayim is linked with how it grows. Kilayim has to do with how people perceive things grow. So if just because Rabbi Akiva says 8 amos or Rabbi Shmuel says 12 amos, this is not a theological thing. This is not even a question of reality. Question of perception. This is a psychological machlokas, and this is a good case of elu because there likely are people who perceive one way and people who perceive the other way. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to like it. This is the thing I have to tell my dafyomi in the morning all the time. You don't have to like it. You know, you have to understand it. You don't have to like it. That's okay. Last year. Says the Mishnah further, if you're planting a sole pumpkin plant in a field of vegetables, then yerek, the shear of distancing is the same like vegetables, which is 6 tefachim. Betvua, if you're planting a pumpkin in a grain field, Then, if you want to keep that pumpkin in your grateful, Nusla Beis Rova, it has to have a distance of 10 1/4 amos between it and anything around it. Haisa Sadeh is Ruatzvoy. You're growing grain in your field. Ubikesh Lita Besocha Shur Shodluin. And you want to plant there a row of pumpkins. No sim lavadasa shishatvachim, so you have to distance them by 6 tvachim from the rest of the grain. Imigdila, and if it grows larger, yakumilfaneha, you have to uproot stuff which grows closer. Maybe Rabbi Yossi Omer, no sim lavadasa arba amos. As it says, we're more machin that. We require 4 amos between the pumpkin and the grain. Amrulo said, he said to him, Atach morlo zoomin a geffen, is this more severe than a grapevine? A grapevine, if it's a vineyard, requires 4 amos, but if it's only a vine, it requires 6 tvachim. How can a much more severe issue, the issue of Kiliyat Kerem? How can you say that here by Blas you require 4 amos, which is even much more severe than that? 6 tvachim should be sufficient. Amalahem, he said to him, no, Motzir Shizuchamura mina geffen. We find that this is more stringent than a grapevine. A single grapevine has a shear of distance 6 tvachim. With las yechidi space rova. However, a solitary pumpkin gets a distance of 10 1/4 amos in the field of grain. So we see here that we're more machmir by individual pumpkins than by individual grapevines, and therefore you can ask you from grapevines and pumpkins. If you have 3 pumpkins growing in a measure of land known as a beisah, then lo yavi zero l'toch beisah, you're not allowed to plant anything else in that beisah. Rabbi Yossi ben Achaitef Ephrosim, Rabbi Yossi, the son of the grabber. I don't think we've seen him anywhere else in Shas. Rabbi Yossi, and the grabber, the Chaim Kanievsky says he's a grabber of mitzvos. Ephrosim means he was a noble person. I don't know. I don't think so, because I don't think there was any Ephrat time the second time after the Korban. Ephrat is a biblical city. That's just my hunch. Also, Ephrat is really Beit Lechem. Maybe it wasn't Beit Lechem. Could be. Could be Ephrat here refers to Beit Lechem, and he was from Beit Lechem. Which would probably be worth remarking, because most of the Tannaim were from the north, not from the south. So maybe that's what's worth remarking.
Tell the Palestinian
Authority that Ephrat was part of the At this point, I don't think they care. Okay? That's right. Rabbi Yossi ben Achotiv Ephrati Mishum Rabbi Shmuel says the name of Shmuel Kol Shlosh Adluim the base core. Even if you have 3 gluim in a base core, which is a much larger area than a base Lo Yavi Zeretok base core, you can't bring any type of plant other than those pumpkins into that base. Base core is 30 times the size of a basal. Okay, it says more on Rabbi Yochanan said, "Div Rabbi Shmuel, filu shuri yechidis noitzin lava aida." It's an interesting thing. Shmuel, in the previous mission had said, in order to distance between onions and pumpkins properly, how much distance you need between the pumpkin patches? Yeah, 12, right? Because it's 2-8-2, right? So since he's a machmir over there, it must be a machmir over here. That even if you have a single row of pumpkin bushes or trees in your wheat field, you have to give them all 4 amos. Okay, just like over there is machmir, it says you have to have 12, and you have to have really 2 amos and 2 amos, which are fallow. So to you hold, you have to have 2 plus 2 amos, which are fallow, 4 amos. So together, fallow between the pumpkin vines and between the rest of the field. Says.
No, there's more. There is more space between green.
Yes, you do. But Chachamim, our Mishnah said it's only six tefachim. He's saying on Rabbi Shmuel it's four amos. Okay? Mal liten avoda l'rishon. Now there's a typo here. It should be mal liten avoda l'rushin. That's an interesting thing. You take a look here at the picture on picture ayin. Yeah. That's on page test. Oh, you don't have page test. Anybody have page test? You're a good man. Rest of them don't have. They're not as good as you. Page test. Just kidding. Picture iron on page test. See that picture? The Russian are, you have a whole strip of grain, and then at the top of that strip you plant the solitary pumpkin. How much of a distancing do you need in that case? That's the one's question. Okay? So it says, Ma'ali ten avayda l'roshi, k'mota te bar gabi kerem, we say by vineyard, noisim avayda l'roshi, that you have to distance yourself for almost from a single tree which is part of a vineyard, of hachaso too, noisim avayda l'roshi, do we say that we, well, it's actually a statement. K'mota te bar gabi kerem, noisim avayda l'roshi, just like we say by a vineyard, that you need the distance of four amos from even the tree which is stretching, protruding the furthest out, so too you need a distance of four amos. Avocha nosim avoda l'roshim. Mali's Rabin Agumos. What about, can you plan, that's picture number I in base. Can you plant between, make a little hole in the ground and plant the grain between two pumpkins? Kimadite magabe kerem. So says more, just like we say by a vineyard. Also, it's not been confined, not allowed at all to plant between the grapevines. Of hacha aser. So to here, it's also planted at all between the pumpkins. Nizra ben agumos. It's not permitted at all even to plant miniature seeds. Whatever you're planting, you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yonah asked, Nota chamishad luim, v'samchon l'gader. If you planted five pumpkins and put them next to a fence, what's that locha? Mau. Litein lo chosaris, do we give it the lochas of a vineyard which is planted, which is planted next to a wall or not? So the question is like this. It is a special halacha which we learn later on that if you normally, in order to create a vineyard, you need to have five vines which are placed two, 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 one. That creates a grapevine. Two, two, one. If you plant five grapevines in a row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's not a vineyard. In that case, you only have distance yourself from the trees 6 tefachim each. So if you plant the vineyard, which is that formation of 2, 2, and 1, then you need to distance yourself 4 amos from the trees. Is that clear?
Sounds like a loophole.
Well, it's obviously a loophole. The question is why we have a loophole. We'll get that later on. Right. No, there's no other difference, no other ramification, as far as I know. So now, however, the special dispensation that I consider a vineyard when they're all five in a row, but they're next to a fence. And in that case, we require again a distancing of four amos, not just six tefachim. So the Gemara asks, can I extrapolate from that to our case over here of grapevines? Ma'alitin lo yechosoris. Do I give it aloch that when it's next to a fence, five in a row is also considered to be a proper orchard or vineyard or whatever, or not? Then the Gemara asks, ma'al b'chod luim b'sharinan olo. When we talk about the pumpkins, are we talking about all pumpkins, which means Egyptian pumpkins and Chreis, Russian pumpkins, who knows, or is it only the Greek pumpkins? There's one note. So every time you make reference to kishos, which are a type of squash, and the Egyptian legumes, and you say that they're like the Greek glass. At oisid glass mitzir kedlas yivonis. You say that the Egyptian glass is also like the Greek glass. Kan here, however, shelo osa osiso kisho supua mitzir kedlas yivonis. Here, where there's no comparison made between kishos squash and the Egyptian legume, to say that they're like the Greek gourd, the Greek pumpkin, and at oisid glass mitzir kedlas yivonis. You're not allowed to say that the Egyptian glass is like the Greek glass. Which means all the kulos and chumos which I mentioned are Mishnah applied to Greek glass, not to Egyptian glass. Right? Leaves are different. Since the leaves are different, then all the halachos of perception change. It's a regular vegetable. Okay? Vyasivne. Now, this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbanan are asking on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that you have to give a solitary pumpkin. This is not of six tvachim, but of four amos. So we asked the question to him, if you have moist stalks, and you're leaving them out in your field for seeds. You don't want to eat the fruit. You don't want to use the wood. You want to use the seeds. Now, this is normally a case of it's a case of vegetable. So this is a very interesting thing. You have to leave between them and everything else 10 and a quarter amos, or you have to make them all just 10 fucking high. It's very strange. Why is it strange? What? What's normally the shear of distance from a vegetable? Six fucking. What here is the distance you need? Which is 10 and a quarter amos. Why is this vegetable any different? Why is the vegetable different than any other vegetable? Stalks. Sounds like it. So the answer, do you have an arms puller?
I think so.
It's like rain. It's an interesting thing. If you planted Lazera, you planted for seed, it receives the same status as grain.
Even though the seed develops into a
radish. Even though it's a radish, a turnip. Right. If you plant it for seed, it has the same halacha as grain. And therefore, grain requires distancing of 10 and a quarter amos. You can in a field of vegetables, vegetable patch, or if you want to plant grain there, you require 10 and a quarter amos. Here, too, the reverse is true. If it was a vegetable in a patch of grain, then all you need is a distance of six tefachim. Let's hear it since we're talking about a case where it's a vegetable which is planted lierik. It's planted, the vegetable is planted lizera. But it's planted in order to produce the seed, so then it acquires the halacha of grain, which requires a distancing of 10 and a quarter amos. Am I making myself somewhat clear? You know, it's an interesting thing. I don't know what we would do with corn, Bismanazah. Because we only have five grains, but corn grows like a grain. So I don't know how we would treat it.
Corn itself is not a vegetable, it's a seed.
No, they're grain. Your seeds, the thing that we can plant, we have to take it from the plant.
Yeah, it's like a large. It's like a large vegetable, you know, like the wheat thing, the seeds. I forget the name for it, you know. Those of you, Rachman of the Sun, were in Bnei Akiva, you're familiar with the what? No, the picture. The picture, you know, the thing, you have a stalk of grain next to it there. I don't remember what it's called. Oh, in Hebrew it's called a shibboleth, I think. The shibboleth. The part of it is the where the little kernels are. So in any event, so that corn also has it. What? They're called the ear? Even by wheat it's called an ear?
Oh,
no, corn is a larger... That's what Mr. Zuber is saying. Corn is a larger model of the same principle. By wheat, it's a small thing, which contains little kernels. Okay?
who
did it? But that's not the question. Okay. All right. Well, I think we have to rewind at that point. All right. If somebody gets up to this point and can rhyme, they can learn my deep, dark secrets. All right. In any event, so says the Gemara.
I just think there must be a process when they grow it for seeds versus something else.
There
must be
some.
Can't just stop just intent.
Well, let's see. I'm skeptical about that because we know there are a lot of others like Doom and Tara, which are all based on intent. I know it's different. No, but it's all it's Yori the Machshava. Things are Mukshar and Machshava.
That tumor is based upon
this.
No, here we're talking about raising something for purpose.
I don't know. It seems like you raise a pumpkin for seeds the same way you raise a pumpkin should have a lot of. We need President Nixon's secretary here. Yeah.
As much.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I'm just saying that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the difference between a pumpkin grown for seeds and a pumpkin grown for eating.
What's really the difference we're talking about?
Okay. Sunflowers, same idea. Sunflowers are seeds. Yeah. I don't know if they grow sunflowers for vegetables.
Right. So they always have a din of grain.
I'm talking about things here which are variables. Okay. Say some more further. Let me start from the evening again because I lost my train of thought. See now, Ray, they asked the kasher, "Mekayim klochim lachim lezera." If you have moist stalk that you're leaving alive for seed purposes, yechidim, which are standing by themselves, tzorich lafnas b'lehem beis rova. Even if they're vegetables among other vegetables, since their purpose is for seed, you have to leave them a beis rova. Or you have to make them a wall which is 10 tefachim high. So this is a kasha on which Rabbanan are asking Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi say you need 4 amos all the time. What do we see here? It's either base rova, but that's only when it's zera. Right? Otherwise it has the same halacha as a vegetable. What's halacha of vegetable? Only 6 tefachim. So where do we see this concept for amos? So says Rabbi Yossi, interesting thing. I don't really understand it. Rabbi Yossi says, Kalu b'shura. Yossi says, I'm talking about a row of pumpkins. A row of pumpkins is less severe than a single pumpkin grown for seed. A single pumpkin grown for seed is 10 tefachim. It's 10 amos, right? Base robot. A single pumpkin grown for vegetables would be 6 tefachim. A row of pumpkins falls in the middle. A row of pumpkins requires 4 amos distance. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay? Says the Gemara. That wasn't apparent in the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself, seeing Rabbi Yossi, was even talking about a single pumpkin. It's saying you need 4 amos even for a single pumpkin. But he's saying here it's talking about a shura. Kalu b'shura. Min madlo ma'asiv lei. Since Rabbi Yossi didn't draw any distinction between the shapes, This is really a simple conclusion. Rabbi Kain, Rabbi Yossi, Meim, Besavar, Meimar, Ushurim, Ruim, must be that this is all true, which Rabbi Yossi is saying, about four Amos, regardless of the formation, whether it's a row, or a square, or a rectangle, be that as it may, the distance which is required is four Amos. Period. How do I know the difference between a pumpkin planted for eating and a pumpkin planted for seed? Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Gilo, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanin, I'm Kaim Kelech Echol B'Sok Shalo. Somebody leaves us a specific stalk in his field, Lizara, in order to create more seed. So, Chlafnas Lo Beis Rova, you have to leave it a Beis Rova, even though it's a vegetable in the field of vegetables. Olazus Lo Mechitza Gvar, Sartor, and make for the Mechitza, which is 10 Tvachim High. So, Afilu Min Bimino. This is true, even if you have. It's amazing. You have two pumpkins. One planted for seed and one planted for vegetable. They're key line. Different purposes. See, Rabbi McGinty is happy with this because he's going to tell you that they grow differently, and that's why they're killing. What? Yeah.
Philosophically, it's a direct extension of what
you
just said.
Right. If you say that they're actually grown differently, it makes them a lot of sense. If you say they're not grown differently, then you're forced into a corner. You have to say that in somebody's perception, it looks like you're growing two different things together. That's really what you have no choice but to say that. What? People know that's true. No, agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but people know. Looks like it's you're growing two things which are not similar together. Hey, so Raibun Barachia, Kumi Rabbi Zira, Raibun Barachia, asked for Rabbi Zira. Well, Tina, didn't we learn? Kuspar, Shazora, Yerek, what? Inattention affects halacha of kilayim, not how it grows. That's the point of the contention, which we're not sure of. Extrinsic to the Gemara. When you grow something in the Zera, is it a different growing process, the same growing process, just different end result? One would be a vegetable and the other would be a seed.
May have a different
result.
Is
harvest time going to be longer? You're growing for
seed. Maybe. Harvest time. I don't know. I assume. I don't know for sure. Okay. So says the Rabbi Zira, Rabbum Barachi asked for Rabbi Zira for Tanin that we learned Kuspar Shazar, Lazara, Yaakov Potter. It says if you planted a kuspar, which I'm not sure exactly what kind of a what? Oh, kuspar shazor. I'm not sure exactly what a kuspar is. I don't know. But no, this is a kind of vegetable which is grown also for seeds. Sab is a melon.
How did they draw that from?
I should have really looked it up. I don't think there's Hebrew English dictionary here. But kuzbar shazar lezera, it says that if you planted a kuzbar for grain, yarka potter, then it's vegetables exempt. Now this is really is a little bit missing here. It means that that if you have a one of these kuzbars where you plant it for both the purpose of the vegetable and for the purpose of the seed, you can't take meiser from one on the other. From the kuzbar which is grown for seed, on the kuzbar which is grown for food, because they're two different types. So we see clear evidence that they're two different types, right? That they're kilayim zebuzeh. Because we see you can't take meiser from one type on the other. Says the Gemara again, kuzbar shezara lezera yarka potter. It's If you planted it for vegetables, it's yerek, it's potter altogether from meiser. And you can't meiser because it's really planted for seed, not for edibility. If you do eat it, you can't meiser from the one planted for seed on the one which is edible, and vice versa. So it says more amar lei. He says so. The chori say clearly afilu mi mimino. Amar lei said no. Shani he kuzbar. Kuzbar is different. Why? Shehi v'zaro necholin. It and its seeds are eaten in two different ways. I know, again, I don't know if they grow differently, but they're eaten differently. What?
Why in one case would they eat it, or in another case they wouldn't? It must be that there's something in it, something that it itself is slightly different.
Maybe. Okay, I hear what you're saying. The interesting thing, I think, though, interesting thing, which is a little bit off on tangent, how can you grow any kuzbar? It's always kiline. The plant itself should be kiline.
Within itself, it's kiline?
That's what I'm asking. So I guess you really have to say that each plant is planted for its own purpose. It's not that some fruit on the plant is lazer and some is yerek, but rather each plant, some of them are lazer and some of them are yerek. And therefore you can plant each one by itself, but you can't plant them in proximity to one which might be planted for another purpose. Okay? Says Moram Rabbi Yossi Be Rabbi Boon, Bo Rei Mabin.
Why couldn't he plant the pumpkin, the seed,
yeah,
and plant the other pumpkin
for eating?
For eating. But plant it for seed so that it'll come out looking like it's for eating. If he has Machshava to affect perception, why can't he have Machshava to counter the effect of the perception so he can accomplish the result within the perception?
Say, I'm not sure anything. Try again.
They say to me. They say to me.
Maybe. What are you saying again? No, I don't know what I'm asking.
You're saying you get two pumpkins.
Yeah.
One he plants to growing.
Keep turning on the water.
He doesn't mind. Yeah. For these two things, they come out in the perception causing the
life. Right.
So why can't, when he plants them, the first one he has for eating, and he has in mind on the second one for eating, and also for seeds, and it should come out that they should think that it's for eating. And no,
it's not what other people think, it's what he thinks as well. It's not something with, there's not no legal loophole you can utilize here and say, well, as long as other people perceive it as being food, I can plant it next to my food ones, even though I'm later going to use it for seed. That's self-delusion. That doesn't work. You yourself are part of the masses who are perceiving, who generate the problem here. That's how I'm saying.
But you can't delude yourself.
You're not supposed to know. Oh, it's not there? Maybe it's downstairs, Tucker. I have to take a look. All right. Yeah. It's okay. We'll look later. Yeah. Alright, so again, he's part of the perception. He's part of, so therefore, I don't know if that's, I don't think that's going to work. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabun. Boreka Mabin Chilas Rabbi Shmuel. So if we come to see the Mitzvah here, Rabbi Shmuel at the beginning, Rabbi Shmuel at the end. And here's a typo. Should be Shet Chilas Beisav. Originally held that if you have three trees of pumpkin, in a base, then you can't plant anything else there. But if they're more scattered, you can. So far, when later at the end of the mission, he comes and he cites the opinion that even if they're very, very scattered, that three pumpkins in an area the size, which is 30 times as large, you still are not allowed to plant anything other than pumpkins in that vicinity. Okay? Hachula Haruga. Let's start Karachas HaKerem. Karachas HaKerem. Karachas HaKerem, you have a vineyard. You have a good picture there of a vineyard in paid picture. Ein Hey? I'm just saying the picture is open. Yeah, Ein Hey. Now you took out 9 in the middle. Okay? We're going to see if you take out all 9. Took out 9 in the middle. So now it's Karachas HaKerem. It's a bald spot in the vineyard. Okay? That's called a bald spot in the vineyard. So how large does that bald spot have to be in order that you can start introducing their other types of growth, including grains? Beshamri Masimbar Bamas will gotta be 24 amos. By 24 amos. We still mean Shesh's round, we still says only has to be 16 amos by 16 amos. Now everybody agrees that in that Karachas you can't plant within 4 amos of the vineyard which is surrounding the bald spot. So how much do you actually get out of 24 to plant? So how much do you actually get according to Tzad Beis Shammai? Did you fail math?
Yes.
This is 24
by 24, that's 24
square, you know, square up, so that's 24 times 24. Right, how much you actually get?
Subtract from that 4 times 4, which is 16.
Right. So you're right, but not because of what you said. No, you did the math wrong, but you came to the right conclusion. You take off a perimeter 4 around the entire thing, so that leaves you, if you start off with 24, take a perimeter 4 on each side, so how much you left within the middle? 16. Because 24 minus 8, because on both sides, is 16. But that's not the math you did. Right. You came with the right answer, but through the wrong process.
I still get the shakes when somebody says two trains came in two different ways.
Okay. What? Yeah, you have to take off 4 on each side. Right, you have 16. That's right. From the area of 6 to 24, 24 left, and the area of 16 by 16. With so many statements, which means from an area of 4 by 4, you're left, from an area of which means that you are left with 8. Okay? Mochla Kerem. Mochla Kerem, according to this, Mishnah, is where you have an area between the vineyard and a fence. So, Beshamri Sheshesrayam, Beshamri says in that area you need, in order to plant between the vineyard and fence, you need 16 amos in that area. The area between the vineyard and the fence. There's an area of 16 amos you can plant there, other grains. If it's still maybe famous, if there's only 12 amos you can plant between the vineyard and the fence. Vezu karachas akerem, what's a karachas akerem? Kerem shachar b'am tzol, a kerem which went bald in the middle. You may need some church to say, I'm only over there, but you still say, you don't have 16 amos, you can't plant anything there. If there was 16 amos there, nice and love with us, so you give the 4 amos in each direction. There's a rest of moisture, you can plant everything else. Ezu mochla kerem. What is a mochla kerem? Became a god there between a vineyard and a fence. You made some statement, say, I'm only over there, but you still say, if there isn't 12 amos there, you shouldn't plant anything else there. If there was 12 amos there, no silava dos, so you give it the amount which is necessary, meaning the 4 amos. There's a resumos, and you can plant that, so everything else. But you don't marry, ain't to ela godera karam. This is called a gadar akerem. It's not called a mochel akerem. Veiz a mochel akerem. What's considered to be a mochel akerem? Akerem bein shnei krovim, a vineyard which surrounded two vineyards which surrounded an area. How broad that area has to be in order to be able to plant something else there. Eizu gadar. What is the fence which we're talking about here? Shugavoa asoratwa is going to be 10 tefachim high, or chol shoma kasara, or the same is true about a furrow, which is 10 tefachim deep, a trench, which is 10 tefachim deep, v'rochav arboa and 4 tefachim wide. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, karachas akem etymologically. The word karachas akem, ukem, should have the same word as a kem, which is destroyed. Kubol kem, destroy kem, same idea. Karachas akem akrich mazom emtso. It's called krachas hakerem because we made a bald in the middle. Kerem shechora makrin koso mikol tzoda. The care we call kerem shechora, but kerem came desolately because it's being balded. In other words, it's surrounded on all its sides. In the middle, it's destroyed. Rabbi Yisrael said, "This is only talking about where you started off with a full-blown vineyard. Shibomi mata gadol, I boi mata koton. But if you start with a small vineyard." Ain't to karachas hakerem. It's not considered to be karachas hakerem. Why? Because the whole issue of karachas hakerem applies only when there is a vineyard in close proximity. If there's no vineyard in close proximity, then all you need is 4 amos. Period. You don't need to have a specific shear for the bald spot or the empty, the vacated space in the middle. Am I making myself clear on this?
What's pshat for a small
either or?
What?
You don't have a karachas in the middle.
What's the size? First part of the question here. Where is this small?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no. I didn't translate it properly. He says here it's lav dafka kerem gadol and kerem gadol. Kerem gadol means this is zakula. Kerem gadol means where it's surrounded by vineyards on all sides. However, it's not surrounded by vineyards on all sides. That's called kerem gadol. And in that case, you don't need the same shear. It's not surrounded by the vineyard on all sides. In other words, in the picture we have, it's... What does he say? That's true. That's going to be the picture over here. Oh, I know if that's going to be the picture over here. I take that back. I hear what you're saying. I don't know if that's... He's not learning that way. He's saying that Kerem Gadol where it means where it's surrounded by Kromi, according where it's not surrounded by Kromi. Utsnina, we learned, Ezu Kerem Karachas HaKerem, what's Karachas HaKerem? Kerem Shachor Bem Tzmeem Tso, a Kerem which is open in the middle, which was destroyed in the middle, Nishtarabo Kedei Kerem, however, there's enough of a Kerem left. Bem Mi'arba Ruchos, Bem Mi'sholosh, Bem Mi'shtayim, Zuka Negadzu. Now, this is true. Originally, if there was a kerem on all four sides, as long as there's a kerem left now, I'm just going to go a couple more minutes. Can you stay a couple more minutes? You got to go? Okay, because I'm just going to finish this thought. Bemi Arbruchus, Bemi Shosh, Bemi Shtayim, Zuka Negadzu means as long as the kerem originally surrounding the entire karachas, now if it's not surrounding the entire karachas, it still has the identity of karachas kerem and requires the higher shear of 24 by 24 as opposed to a distance of 4 amos and being able to plant no matter what the remaining shear is. Now I want to explain this. Karachas kerem requires that there be a choshiva expanse within the karachas where you plant the grain or where you plant the vegetables. That's part of karachas hakerem. In order to set it aside from the surrounding vineyard, you need to have not just the distance of the 4 amos, but according to Beit Shammai, a planted area of 16 by 16. According to Beit Hillel, a planted area of 12 by 12. Okay? But that's only where it's taka surrounded by vineyards. At least it started out being surrounded by vineyards. That means that originally there were vineyards on all sides. Now, start taking away vineyards. For instance, in picture, if you take out the middle nine, how many vineyards do you have left? Real, bona fide vineyards. Only on the east and on the west, not on the north and on the south. Do you see that? Because north and south, you don't have five vines in proper formation. Because proper formation is 2-2-1. You don't have that on north and south. Nonetheless, the local council camp still applies because it started out being a carom on all four sides previously. Okay? Yeah, but then you still don't have that. You don't have any here. Very good. He didn't fail geometry. He cheated his way through. Okay. So, again, what's in such a case? Chamesh, when you have, this is a case of picture Ine, you have five rows, means shova, shova, seven vines each. Nasav chad, carmin. The first step you took away one vineyard. Kisar bought Krumim plus benign. Then you have four vineyards, three of which surround it. Nuts of Charon, you took another one, Istamon, Klas of Carmen, you left with three vineyards, a train by nine, and two surrounding it. I forgot. This worked out very well when I was preparing it, but now I don't remember exactly how each step works. It was this toy about picture line, hey, you're talking successively removing. Yeah, okay. Picture I involve. Picture I involve. The first step is you move three in the middle. Now you're still left with four on all sides, right? Then in Ein Zayin, you took out another row of three. Chad Karmi means a row of three. You took out another row of three. How many left now? How many vineyards you left with? Only three vineyards. Now the fourth side of a full vineyard. You took out another row of three. That's picture Ein Ches. How many vineyards you left with? Only two vineyards and two partials, right? So that's what Gemara is saying here. Nosav chad karmin. You took one set of three kisar ba karmin. There are four surrounding ones with klasa benayin and three empties, three black missing trees in the middle. Nosav chad chorin is tamat plus karmin. Take away another three, then you're left with a surrounding area of three vineyards. With Tram Benayin, you're missing two rows of three in the middle. Nuts of Chad Chorin, you take another one. East time on Train Carmen, only two vineyards left. And then it should be the Chad Benayin, and there's an additional one between them, which is left at that point. Okay. That's true. Ayin A and Ayin Ches are exactly the same. They're just in Ayin Vav, Ayin Ches is describing the process of gradually diminishing. Right. So even though in Ayin Ches there are only two vineyards on either side, since it's starting out being four vineyards, that's where you need to have the shear of Karachas. Okay. We'll